On this episode, we will be discussing how important it is to forgive yourself. So, we go through a lot of things. People put us through a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, bring a lot of drama into our lives. But let's face it, we're not perfect either. We bring hurt and pain and drama into people's lives as well. It's just the reality of it all. We all have skeletons in our closet. We all have a past that is still haunting and affecting us to this day. So you have to be willing to ask yourself, have I forgiven me for putting people through hurt, pain, misery, bringing so much drama into their lives, bringing negativity into their space? Because that's just the reality of it all. And being able to recognize that is definitely a sign of growth, that you are growing internally, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, because we all put each other through a lot of things. We all put each other through some BS, let's just be real. So asking ourselves that is valuable into growth, into healing, and to being at a space where you are willing to just let go and be free of all the pain and the drama and the negative energy that you don't need in your life. So that's what we're going to be discussing on this episode. I hope you all gain something from it. I hope that it nourishes your soul. I hope that you take notes, and I hope that you come in peace with wanting to forgive yourself for things that you have done. Okay, let's get into this episode. Okay, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. I am truly grateful. So based on the title of this episode, it's definitely a soft spot for me, because when I think about a lot of things, you know, I have to tell my stories. That's me. When I think about things that I have done, thinking more so of relationships, romantic relationships, I am no saint. I am not perfect. I am a woman of many flaws, and relationships is something that is a challenge for me to get right, if that makes sense. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I am a crazy psychopath woman that brings so much drama into people's lives. I'm not saying that, but I do recognize that some of my unsuccessful relationships, I have played a part in that. Whether it was me saying some negative things that I shouldn't have said, you know, we all say things that we regret saying, but I've said those things that I've regret saying. I've done some things that I've regret doing to my significant other at those times, and it has definitely put a damper into those relationships, which is why they were unsuccessful relationships. So it had to get to the point where I had to say, I forgive me. You know, because we can go back and ask for forgiveness, in thinking that we moved on and that we fully healed from whatever that was. But let's be honest, we got to forgive ourselves as well. You know, they can forgive you and say, yeah, you know, no bad blood, we cool. But have you forgiven yourself? Because if you have not forgiven yourself, then it's going to still be hindering you. You're still going to have that dark cloud. You're still going to be in a place where you haven't fully healed because you have not forgiven yourselves. Although you have went and asked for forgiveness and they have forgiven you, so you've done the part that you were supposed to do, but the real work is forgiving yourself. If you have not forgiven yourself, check yourself. Ooh, there we go. If you have not forgiven yourself, check yourself, because you have to forgive yourself. After every unsuccessful relationship, whether it was with family, friends, or a significant other, or whether it was you did something that you didn't want to do and you done it, you can't hold on to it. You have to let it go. So there's two things you have to do. You have to ask for forgiveness from whoever it was you have put negative energy into someone's life, and you have to forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself is like the final step or the first step, whatever, either way. Bottom line, you have to forgive yourself for what it is that you have done to someone else. That's the key to growth. That's how you heal. Because if you continue to hold on to what you have done to someone, then you can't grow. You're still going to be stagnant. You know, there's going to be up and down moments for you when it should be just a straight, narrow path. That's how healing is. It's like it's stagnant, up and down. But taking those steps to make sure you have a solid path to be straight and narrow, you got to forgive yourself. And that seems that's easier said than done. But you have to figure it out. You know, I can't tell you how to heal. Definitely can't. I'm still healing. So there are some things that I'm still working on. But I recognize that I am not perfect. And I have so many flaws that I had to forgive myself for some things. I done so many things to hurt my mother. Let's start there. To hurt my mother when I was younger, growing up. I've done some things I shouldn't have done. I had to forgive myself for it. You know, it's, you know, I'm going to my mother crying. Mother, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. Okay. After I done that, I had to learn how to forgive myself. You know, because there'll still be days I'm still holding on to it, still crying. You've asked for forgiveness. Why are you still crying? That sign of forgiveness is letting go. That sign of forgiveness is growth. Why am I still crying after I done asked for someone to forgive me? It's because you have not forgiven yourself. You gotta forgive yourself. Just think about it this way. You lose a loved one. Y'all had a really bad argument, and then they end up passing away. You didn't even have the chance to apologize to that person or to make peace with that person before they passed away. And you're still crying. You're still holding on to it. Because you've said some harsh words to those people before they passed away. You got to forgive yourself. You got to move on from it. You know, because that's just a part of life. People are going to go. They are. But you know, what's really interesting for me is my pastor always say, live a life where you don't have to apologize to anyone. But that's not reality. You know, not trying to say my pastor is wrong. Absolutely. I love my pastor. But you know, that's not reality. Sometimes we're going to have to apologize. We're going to have to ask for forgiveness. That's life. That's realistic. We're not perfect. We got skeletons in our closet. You know, no one has a perfect bone in their body. If so, we would not be going through what we are going through in this world. That's just real. So, being mindful that you have to not just ask for forgiveness, but also ask yourself for forgiveness and being able to be okay with that and move on from it. It makes your life so much easier. It makes your healing journey so much easier. And it makes you just grow into this beautiful person that you see yourself into being once you are able to forgive yourself for what it is that you have done. Let go. I always tell myself and my friends, let go and let God. I forgive me for all that I have done wrong to you. Okay, now I have to forgive myself. And at that moment, I let go and I gave it to God. Simple steps. But being able to just, you know, some people, it's hard for them to just to even go to somebody and ask for forgiveness. Well, you got to recognize, baby, that you ain't perfect. Okay, sweetheart, you ain't perfect. No one is perfect. We're going to all have to go to someone and ask for forgiveness at some point in our lives. It's going to be an ongoing process. That's just how life is. But when you can forgive yourself after someone has forgiven you, it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. So, takeaways from this episode, those steps. Once you have asked for forgiveness, you have to forgive yourself. Because they've forgiven you. they've let it go. Even if they don't mean it, oh, I moved on, I'm good. You still got to take that because you still did your part. You went and asked for forgiveness and they said they forgave you. Whether they forgave you or not, you still done your part and you have to be content with that. Now, after you have asked for forgiveness, you got to turn around and forgive yourself for what it is that you have done. Because even if they don't forgive you, that's a burden that they're going to be carrying. You don't want to be carrying that burden when someone is also carrying that burden. So make peace with what you have done and forgive yourself. So ask for forgiveness and then turn around and say, I forgive me. And let go and let God. Those are three steps. Whether they forgive you or not, you still have to turn around and say, I forgive me. And keep it moving. All right. So I'm going to leave that this where it is with you all. And as always, you all stay dope. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.